Today we're going to, Be'ez Hashem, conclude the second and begin the third Perek of Maseches Tamai. So we will begin with Perek Be'ez Mishnah Hay. So we had just previously learned that if a person is selling things in large volume, is selling a lot at a time, so the chiyuv of maestros is chal on the guy who's buying it, meaning we're not going to be matriach, the seller, to take maestros, because the seller is making such a minimum profit margin anyway, so to take away those margins from him would be to take away his livelihood, and therefore we're not going to make him take the maestros. However, if a person is selling things in small volume, then we're going to require the seller to take the maestros, because he generally makes a reasonable profit margin anyhow. So says the Mishnah, Remeir Omer, Eshedarko lihimadid begasa umedada bedako. What if he's selling a type of thing that normally he would sell in large volume? Most people would sell it in large volume, and therefore most people would make very little profit on it, and most people therefore would not be obligated to take maestros from it, but he's selling it in small volume. So tafla daka legasa. We go by what it normally is sold by, and not by what is actually happening, not by the measure that you're actually using. So that's what it means. Tfela daka legasa. The fact that it's in small measure is considered secondary to the fact that it's usually in large measure, and we follow the normal rules of something that's sold in large measure. Es shedarko. If a person has something that normally would be sold in small measure, but he's selling in large measure, again we go with what it is normally sold by, and since it's normally sold in small measure, so normally he makes a reasonable profit margin, it's up to the seller to take maestros. But what? How do we define a large measure? What would qualify as a large measure? With dry measures, it's 3 kav that we would define as a large measure. Ubalach dinar. And when it comes to liquids, it would be the amount of liquid that you could buy with a dinar. Now that's a little bit of a funny shear, because when it came to yavish, we gave a volume of the yavish. When it came to liquids, we gave a value rather than a volume of the liquid. So if you look at the Bar Tanuri, he says midi sheyesh b'mashu hu shav a dinar l'fi shelo isa midi yodua l'lach she'ashar mishtana tamid l'kach shi bidamim, that the measure is given in terms of price, not in terms of volume, because liquids would price would fluctuate wildly, would always be going up and down, probably because it was very difficult to transport liquids from one place to another because they're very heavy. So liquids would be sold by price, and they would never be sold by volume. It would always be based on the price rather than based on the volume. Right? Meaning, normally you go to a store and you send someone to a store to buy you, let's say, eggs. You don't say, buy me $3 worth of eggs. You say, buy me a dozen eggs, and whatever the price is, the price is. But when it came to liquids, they would do it based on value. You'd say, buy me $10 of olive oil or something like that. Rabbi Yosio, Mersali Teinim Vesali Anav Mekupa Shel Yarek Kol Zman Shehu Mochron Achsura Pater. So Rabbi Yossi says that there's one case where the seller does not have to take maestros, even though he's selling only a very small amount, and that is that when it comes to baskets of figs and baskets of grapes and boxes of vegetables, as long as he's selling them by estimating how much they weigh or by estimating their volume, he's pater from taking trumas or maestros, because when it's sold by only estimating, he always has to estimate in favor of the buyer, so it's always cutting into his profit margins already when he's selling by estimation, and therefore he's not going to have to take trumas and maestros also, because that will take away from his profit margins even further. The Bar Tanura points out that this is Rabbi Yossi's shita, but the Chachamim obviously seemingly disagree, and they would say that the seller is obligated in trumas and maestros when he's selling in small amounts, even if he's selling only by estimation. If you look at Tosos Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, it's a funny word, achsara. Where do we find such a word, that mochran achsara? So we're saying that the word achsara means that he's doing it by estimation, that he's doing it by estimating. So he says, it's not such a funny word. Teva We have such a word in Ma'aser Sheni. So it shouldn't be so unusual. It's just for those who are not so well versed in Seder Zeraim. It's an unusual word. Now, how do we pass him? Do we pass him like the Tanakam? Do we pass him like Rabbi Yossi? So in Tosfos Rabbi Kivegi rewrites Ve'ein Alach Rabbi Yossi, that we don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi, but he points out the Haravid Zal Bahasagos Kasav Lorinu Machlokas Rabbi Yossi Bezeh. The Ravid says, I don't think there's a machlokas over here. I don't think it's machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. I think Rabbi Yossi is just adding a detail that the Tanakama did not mention, but the Tanakama might agree to Rabbi Yossi. So it really matters whether you learn this as a machlokas or not, because if you learn it as a machlokas, the klal is going to be that you're paskin like the Chachamim, you're paskin like the Tanakama. Whereas if you learn it as not a machlokas, then obviously you're going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, now we move on to Paragimel. Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph. So we said that there are certain kulas that you could take by demais, since after all, most of the people do take Trumas HaMaestros anyway. Even the Amei Aretz do take Trumas HaMaestros anyway. It's just a significant minority of them that do not, and that's why we're mafresh demais. So we already learned the Mishnah that had eight different kulas that we're going to have by demais that we don't have when it comes to real tevel. So here's another one. You're allowed to feed demais to aniyim and to guests. And Bartura points out, afilu hein chaverim v'tzorach lodiyah v'rotz al-asrin yasrin, that you can feed aniyim demai, even if these are people that are generally very careful and they would never eat demai, you're allowed to give them demai, and if they choose that they want to take maestros, they can take maestros, but you do have to let them know. You have to let them know that what you're giving them is demai. If you look in Tosfos Rabbi Kivegi, he writes, afilu hein chaverim v'yushalmi isam rabbi yonam asnisim ba'aniyim chaverim rabbi yosi amr ba'aniyei amei ha'oret u'pirish harash rabbi yonah amr da'aniyei amei ha'oret no, Rabbi Yossi, I don't know who it is. Reish Yudi says, "Afilu aniye amei aretz upirush harash." The Rabbi Yonah muki masnisin dafka baniye chaverim who denosin lahem umodiyam she'enu muusar aval amei aretz lo. That maybe this machlokas is it dafka talking that you can give it to chaverim, but you're not allowed to give it to amei aretz. V'ri muki la af baniye amei aretz. That maybe the shita that says that you give it to aniye chaverim says you're only allowed to give it to aniye chaverim, but don't give it to aniye Amaretz, because Aniyei Amaretz are not going to be mafresh maestros from it. And whereas the other shita says, you're even allowed to give it to Aniyei Amaretz. Whereas the Bar Tanura says, no, it's the opposite. That afilu hein chaverim, meaning not only chaverim, that even that Amei Aretz you're allowed to give it to, you're allowed to give demai to, and even chaverim you can give demai to, meaning the bigger chiddush is that you give it to a chaver, because a chaver you might think you're being machshil him, that he's going to eat something that the Trumas Maestros are not taken from, and that he's normally careful not to do that. So that's what it's telling us, that no, as long as you let him know that that's okay, that it's okay to give it to him, as long as you let him know what it is that you're giving to him. So that's a major discussion over here. What's the bigger chiddush? That you give it to aniyim or amei aretz, or that you give it to aniyim that are chaverim? And then you're also allowed to give es achsanya demai. You're also allowed to give demai to guests, to people who aren't from here. So the Bar Tanur points out, that means like a chayil shel melech Yisrael over mimakom lemakom, there are troops of an army that are going from one place to another, and wherever they go, it's up to the b'nei ha-makom to give them food. So you can give them demai when they're traveling from one place to the other place. And that's okay. That's not considered a violation of anything. It's one of the kulos of demai. Tosfos Rabbi Kivegi points out that Tosfos and Brachos Daf Mem Zayin says that it's Achsanoi Shalov the Chavim, that that the Melech puts an obligation on you to support them, but Dafka Demai, but even for of the Chavim, you're not allowed to give them Tevel Vaday, because then it's going to turn out that you're Parei Chovo B'Momon Shal Kohen. Meaning, if we're talking about Jewish Achsanoi, like the Bar Tanur says, I get it. I get why you're only allowed to give him demai, and you're not allowed to give him tevel, because he's a Jew. But if we're talking about Ovdei Kochavim, then why can't you just give him tevel? So that's what Tosfos points out, that you can't give him tevel, because then you're paying your chov with mamonu shel kohen. Part of the tevel is truma, and you're not allowed to pay up your chovos with truma. So again, the first halacha in the Mishnah is that with demai, you're allowed to feed aniyim, and you're allowed to feed guests. Rabbi Gamliel, a yemachil is pol of demai. Rabbi Gamliel would even feed his workers, who happen to have been poor, the bartender points out, aniyim hayu, he would feed them demai, and the bartender says, we don't pass on like Rav Gamliel, because that's not the, you know, food that they're, the, you know, that's not their food. You're obligated to feed your workers. So we don't go by whether they're poor or not, we go by whether you're poor or not. And if you have these workers, you're not poor, so you're not allowed to give demai to them, but Rav Gamliel obviously held you are. Now, what about a gabai tzedakah who's distributing money? When we're talking about feeding aniyim demai and feeding nachsanya demai, it's like one meal at a time. A gabai tzedakah gives a lot more at a time. So gabai tzedakah b'shami or nosnasu mu'usar l'she'enu musar v'she'enu mu'usar l'ma'aser, that a gabai tzedakah should take the stuff that he got from amei aretz and give that to people who are who take maisos from their produce anyway, and he should take the stuff that he got from tamid chum, so probably has maisos taken from it already, and give that to people who are not ma'aser. Give that to people who don't take maisos. Nimtzu kol adam achol masugan, and therefore it will turn out that everybody's eating stuff that shumus and maisos were taken from. And the chum say no, he doesn't have to divide up the stuff that he collects from amei aretz from the stuff that he collects from chaverim. No, he just is gova regularly and he distributes regularly, and whoever decides that they want to take care of their obligations of being masakin the produce of taking maisos will do so. The bartender points out shlohutar demay laniim elok shochan achila achaseis lebalabayis, because aniim are only allowed to eat one meal of demay, but perus that they're going to come that they're going to get from a gabet tzedakah, for sure they have to be maaser. And that's why when it says over here harotza l'sakin yisakin, it probably doesn't mean harotza. It probably doesn't mean that if you want to you can. It means that someone who's going to want to observe the halacha is going to be masakin, that it's a requirement to be masakin. So if someone is going to be interested in deserving the halacha, then he'll observe the halacha properly. Okay, so we learned two mishnayos today. The last mishnah in Perek Beis told us that even though normally when you sell something in large measure, it's up to the buyer to take maestros, and if you sell something in small measure, it's up to the seller to take maestros. We don't go by how you're actually selling it, we go by how the stuff is normally sold. And then we had a sheet of Rabbi Yossi that when you sell something by estimation, then you don't have to take maestros because you're already making very little profit. And then Mishnah Aleph of Perek Gimel taught us that you're allowed to feed the mai to aniyim and to an achsanya, and when we thought even poor workers could be fed demai. When it comes to a gabai tzedakah, we had a machlokas where the Beis Shammai said that you have to make sure that you give the stuff that's demai to people who are going to take maestros, and stuff that's not demai to people who won't take maestros. Whereas the Chum said, nah, you mix it all together and you give it to whomever, and they'll decide if they're going to take maestros or not take maestros from it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time, tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.